Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome to this week's pop-up podcast with this week's guest, me, myself, and I. Yep, it has taken 12 episodes for everyone to be sick of me and not want to speak to me anymore. But that's okay because it just leaves me doing what I do best, which is running my gob about things which no one has asked me about and inserting myself in situations which no one has asked my opinion on. But that is what this podcast is, so if you're here for it, then... I mean, if you're not here for it, then why would you be listening? This week, I talk about the new season of Selling Sunset and all the drama involved with that, the brand new music video to WAP, Simon Cowell breaking his back on an electric bike, and the new location of I'm a Celeb. First thing I need to talk about this week, oh my God, now park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. That is lyrical geniusness. I don't think actually Shakespeare could have come up with something as beautiful as that. I think Cardi B deserves a literature prize, to be honest. The WAP, not only song, but music video came out this week. Finally, I feel like it was the song that we were waiting for. Now I just need clubs to properly reopen because I don't think I'm gonna appreciate the full value, the full worth of this song until I am placed in a club with a double vodka cranberry and hearing... Well, there's some whores in this house. Like, that is what I'm actually going to appreciate the song for what it truly is. Now, I'm not going to lie. I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion. I don't know if people feel the same about this as me. I hope there are some people on the same boat as me, because if not, the boat is a very lonely place to be on your own. I wasn't too crazy about the song. Now, hear me out. Let's not start a mass search for me, because, you know, I am just a young boy. I think I just have my expectations set too high. You know, Megan has done some really good collabs. She's done Savage with Beyonce. Hot Girl Summer with Nicki Minaj was amazing. And my expectations were at an all-time high. Megan did kill her verses, but Megan never misses. She's truly at the top of the game. And I don't think she is ever going to miss a verse or a song. I very much enjoyed hers. But Cardi's verse and the beat, there was just, it wasn't quite clicking for me. It has grown on me. It's been a week since it's come out and it's getting played more now. It's definitely a grower, but I wasn't crazy about it. But what I was crazy about was that bloody music video. I was on the floor. I was needing CPR. I don't know if it was heat stroke or from the music video or a combination of the both, but it was incredible. First of all, the clothing garments. It was like an episode of the, I was about to say like an episode of the Met Gala, as if it's like some ITV2 series. No, it was like the Met Gala. This year's 2021's Met Gala theme could be the WAP music video. The cameos, not only did they have Rosalia, not only did they have Normani, they had Kylie Jenner. I have a bone to pick. There has been a petition going around social media which has over 50,000 signatures to get Kylie removed from the music video. First of all, do you people not have families? Do you people not have lives? Like, start a hobby, go for a jog, start knitting. I don't know. Like, do something with your... Like, I don't understand how you can have that much hatred for a person that you want to start and take the time out of your day to sign a petition to get them removed from a music video. Not quite sure about that. I did hear on... I think it was the Receipts podcast. They said it would have been so sick if Nicki Minaj did Kylie's part and came through and it was just like filming her feet and everyone's like, who is this? You know, whose little picture is this, like walking down the hall? And then it reveals Nicki, the beef is squashed, like World War III has been resolved. But obviously in a realistic world than the earth that we live in, that's not gonna happen. But I just didn't mind Kylie's cameo. I don't think it deserved the petition. And I think there are more important petitions to be signing right now than getting Kylie Jenner removed from a music video. But that is a story for another day. The other thing that I saw going around Twitter was people were upset with how sexualized the song was. Now, I won't lie, song is definitely not PG to say the least. There are some lyrics in there which, when I heard for the first time, I was like, oh gosh, wow, let's not listen to this around my parents because I don't want to go red in the face. However, I just don't think there is an issue. I think men, especially in like hip hop and rap, are so sexualized with their lyrics. Like, they say some vulgar things, and I truly mean vulgar, and they get away with it, and no one has ever said anything. And as soon as, like, two strong, confident women come and rap about sexuality and sex and all things naughty, if you will, the hanky-panky, everybody seems to be outbreak and in an outcry and have an issue with it. I, like, if they're confident with it and they like it, that people have sung about worse. It's just the fact that two hot women are doing it now and everyone's upset about it. Very much on the side. Enjoyed the song. Enjoyed everything it was for. Actually, I just said I enjoyed the song, but earlier I said I didn't enjoy the song. It's growing on me. I am starting to enjoy the song more. And if you haven't already watched the music video, you need to watch it. It was a spiritual awakening, a cultural reset, if you will. Speaking of cultural resets, I did not leave the house for approximately 8 hours when this dropped. Selling Sunset season 3 has finally come and graced our screens and brought back what I needed in my life. The wait between season 2 and season 3 is too long. And Netflix, if by any chance anyone listening works at Netflix, or if anyone is listening, I don't know, it's maybe a distant relative to someone who works at Netflix, maybe a second cousin, a spouse. What is a spouse? A spouse is a husband or wife. Okay, well, that's actually quite a close relative. So I highly doubt that anyone listening has a spouse to someone working at Netflix. But maybe an estranged, divorced cousin. You know, if you one of those work at Netflix, make these seasons longer. 8 episodes, I'm putting my foot down, and this goes to every single TV show out there. 8 episodes is not a season. It's mini clips. It's a YouTube video. It's not a season. You cannot have a season of 8 episodes. Maybe 6 hours by the time the episodes are 45 minutes? I want 30 episode long seasons. I don't care. I will watch Chrishell and Christine have an argument 30 times over if it means that we get 30 episodes worth a season. Because I finish these seasons in about a night, and then it gets to the next day and I'm like, what the hell we gonna do now? Anyway, season 3 was a step up from season 2. I really enjoyed it. There was a lot to take in. First of all, I think the most important thing, and the thing which most people are upset about, to be honest, is Davina. Davina. I'm not sure where they found Davina. She is quite something, to say the least. Actually, let me give some context first, just in case anyone hasn't watched Selling Sunset season 3. And if you haven't watched Selling Sunset season 3, sort your life priorities out. This is, at this point, more important than Mrs. Grinch. So basically, there is a woman in the office called Chrishell, and she got a divorce from her husband, Justin. But not only did she just get a divorce, Justin texted her that he was getting a divorce with no warning. So literally out of nowhere, she got this text. And then an hour later, it was all over the media and like TMZ and all that. So she had an hour to process this information that her husband dumped to her by text. Let me just emphasize that point. By text. I don't know what that is in Spanish. Like,
por texto.
But it is by text. And then was harassed by the media. So that is quite frankly traumatic. I don't know if I'll ever be able to show my face again in public if that ever happened to me. Davina is another woman who works in the office with Chrishell, the woman who got the divorce. Davina says to Chrishell, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be taking your side because I haven't heard Justin's story. I need to see two sides to this story. Bearing in mind she has worked with Chrishell for years and has only met Justin once. It's over for me and you. If you say that, World War III is commencing. Earth will be freezing over. Is that the saying, or is it hell will be freezing over? Either one of the two or all of the above will be freezing over, because this is no longer acceptable. Our contract of friendship is terminated. If you are my friend, I will defend you in public. And like, even if you're in the wrong, I will still defend you in public, because, you know, I'm loyal, babes. Yeah, I'm Georgia Steele. I'm loyal. Okay, I'm going to pull you up on it in the wrong when we're in private, you know, when it's just me and you having a rendezvous at mine. I'll be like, by the way, maybe shouldn't have done that while we drink our PG tips. However, in public, I will still defend you, because that's just the type of loyal babe I am. I cannot get over Davina, and her 75 million house is still on the market. Still on the market 2 seasons later. Davina, give it up. Like, give it a rest. That house is not selling. Another person who always gets tied to Davina is Christine. And I just want to make the point, Christine and Davina are two separate, different people. They are so different. Davina is inherently evil. She has evil in her blood. Christine is just attention-seeking and dramatic. And maybe it's because I personally associate with Christine and her characteristics and her attention-seeking nature that I have a soft spot for Christine. But in all honesty, the show would not be this show without Christine. Christine is the centerpiece to this show. It would be a snooze fest without her. I need every single article of clothing in her wardrobe, in my wardrobe. Or maybe I just need a rich husband because that is where the clothes are probably coming from. I will accept either. And the wedding. First of all, don't even want to know how much they spent on that wedding because it's probably more than I will ever see in my life, never mind earn in my life. But saying that, I'm going to have to start a GoFundMe or something for my wedding because if my wedding isn't even as half attention-seeking as hers, I won't be attending my own wedding. She came to her own wedding dressed in a black dress and made all her guests wear white. I'm definitely stealing that idea, so a pre-warning now. If anyone ever is unfortunate enough to get locked into a marriage with me and you are invited to the wedding, you will be wearing white and I will be wearing black because, as always, I need to be the center of the attention. And also, I think my partner will also be wearing white. And you may call that selfish. You may call that narcissistic. And I would agree with you. It is selfish and narcissistic, but that's just the type of person I am. Chriselle, poor baby Chriselle. You know, we are all rooting for you. You are going to get through this. I honestly did not like Chriselle until this season, but I have a lot of sympathy for Chriselle now because no one should go through a breakup, never mind a divorce, over text. That is inhumane methods of coping. That's not what I meant to say. It's an inhumane method of breakup. It should honestly be illegal and a criminal offense. Amanza. Everybody loves Amanza, and for me, she just does not do it. She gets right on my tits. She really grinds my gear, and I don't know what it is about her which annoys me so much. But something is, I think it's just because she inserts herself a lot in other people's business. And I'm very much the type of person, if you are, you know, having beef with someone or if my friend is in an argument with someone, I will leave you to do your thing until you actually specifically ask me to come help. Or, you know, if you're calling in backup, if you're calling in me as a SWAT team into this argument. Until that point, I'm just going to watch. And in case things get out of hand, then I will join in. I just think she inserts herself in people's business when there doesn't need to be inserting herself. That was not English, but I'm pretty sure you got what I meant. But I will say, I do want a friend as loyal as her because she's the type of person to wait for you when you tie your shoe up. But speaking of Amanza, Mary, Mary, Mary. Can I just say, she is one of my favorite people on the show. I don't know if that's a popular or unpopular opinion. I think she is beautiful. I actually think her and Romaine are really sweet together. I know a lot of people don't like the two of them or think that they're not gonna last. I think they will. I think Romaine is great. I thought he was so funny in the wedding episode. They are my OTP. I love them. And last but not least, Maya. Our unproblematic queen, Maya. Has anyone noticed how whenever, like, she'll say shade and she'll say something really rude and then she'll just, like, follow up with, I'm just joking. And everybody will laugh and be like, haha, but you just know deep down she truly, truly meant that. I love her so much. I hope she doesn't move to Florida because this show wouldn't be her... This show wouldn't be this show without her little comments. And she is just my queen. I'm honestly considering getting a framed picture of her in my apartment. If you haven't watched season 3, definitely watch it. If you haven't watched the show, please watch it. It is like as important to water as me at this point. I don't know how long I'm gonna have to wait for a season 4, but it better not be a whole year because I don't think I'm gonna quite be able to live in this current economic climate without season 4. Obviously, a lot of TV shows have been put on hold, pushed back, altered, changed, this, that, or other, or all of the above, thanks to this little thing called COVID-19. I don't know if you've heard of her. She's not that big of a deal. You know, she's just here and there a bit. One of the shows which is changing up is I'm a Celebrity. That was supposed to be the theme tune. That was supposed to be the I'm a Celeb theme tune, but my AS level of music clearly is not coming through today because that sounded like a drowning cat. But I'm a Celebrity have announced this week that the show is taking place this year, but instead of taking place in an Australian jungle, it is taking place in a castle in the United Kingdom. Now, actually, let me find out where this castle is because I'm intrigued, to say the least. It's apparently a haunted castle in North Wales. It says the name here. I'm definitely going to put Gwrych. Gwrych Castle. I'm half Welsh. I should be able to pronounce this. That's why there's a Y in my name, actually. Fun fact, because it's a Welsh name. My dad's called... Actually, I don't want to say my dad's name because people might stalk him. I don't think anyone will stalk my dad. Okay, just shut up for 2 seconds. I'm a Celeb is taking place in a castle this year in South Wales. I'm intrigued to see where this goes. Do I think it's going to be the same? Do I think it's going to pack the same punch as, you know, a hot Australian jungle? Maybe not. You know, a cold little... Because I'm a Celeb... People forget, it's in December, so it's going to be freezing in South Wales. My tits would be falling off if I was in that bloody thing. They're gonna be wrapped up in coats, you know. They're not gonna be in their usual little shorts and tank tops and, you know, sunbathing in the Australian jungle. They are gonna be freezing freaking cold. There might even be snow, to be honest. And it's apparently haunted as well. But also, the other thing that I'm intrigued to find out about is the Bush Tucker trials. Because you know how usually they do them at 7 a.m. in Australia time, which means that it's live for us at like 9 p.m., I think, or 10 p.m. UK time. Are they just going to be doing the trials at like 10 p.m. in the UK in pitch black in winter when it's like 2 degrees? Or will the trials not be live anymore? I don't know. There's a lot of question marks that I have around this. Like, I don't know what the trials are going to be. You know, is one of them going to be to go to Asda and go through the self-checkout without unexpected item in the bagging area coming up? I don't know, because that itself is an extreme task. And it's going to be fun. It's going to actually be quite nice knowing that they're almost in the UK. It's like, ooh, they're like next door neighbors, you know? And a few rumored casts, obviously nothing is confirmed, but a few of the rumored castmates have come up. I've seen Jenny from The Chase, would be very much here for her. I loved Anne from The Chase when she was on it. And Jenny was on, I think, Celeb X Factor, and she was great, you know? She really gave it her all. She really sang her little heart out. So I feel like she would be fun to have. I've seen a few Love Islander names go about. I've seen Tommy Fury, Amy from season 5. I think Amy would be so funny. Amy's one of my favorite Love Island contestants ever. It's just great. I came here to tell you that I loved you. I need to see that again on TV at some point in my life. Who else have I seen rumored? I've seen Jessie J, Maya Jama. Very excited. I feel like it's what we all need. A good dose of I'm a Celeb. And actually, it's quite scary when you think how soon it is, because we're already in August, which basically means we're in September, which basically means we're in October, which means it's Halloween, which means it's Christmas. So I'm a Celeb is just literally around the corner. On the Pop-Up Podcast, we have a trending list, which is everything that's been on our radar in pop culture and the celeb world. And at the top of this week's trending list, we have the brand new Channel 4 documentary, Inside Misguided. It was on, I think, on Wednesday evening. It was a good watch. If you haven't watched it, it's probably on 4D. Go watch it. It's very interesting. My good friend Jordan Lipscomb, we got to see her shoot her collection. She looked stunning as always. Very proud of her. And we also found out that Molly May turned down a 350K deal and a free Range Rover, a free bloody Range Rover for her Pretty Little Thing deal. I did think Pretty Little Thing offered her more money. I don't actually know the specific details, but that's a whole lot of money. I'm very jealous to say the least, but I can't say she doesn't deserve it. She does work hard. And also, what I loved about this was the pettiness from all the other clothing brands. So obviously, it was on Channel 4, so there's adverts in between each little segment. I think Pretty Little Thing and Boohoo Man both bought advertising spaces in the ad breaks during the documentary, which is just genius marketing. I don't think Einstein could have come up with a strategic plan like that. Very smart, you know, it's my level of pettiness because I am a petty person. If you fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on you. That's not the saying, it's the other way around. Let me just shut up, this heat's getting to my head. I've not had a window open now for 20 minutes and I'm finding it hard to breathe. Number 2 on this week's trending list, we have Ed Sheeran, who's expecting a little baby. I don't follow Ed Sheeran's love life, but he has gotten back with his high school sweetheart, which I think is adorable. You know, he's had a string of famous celebs and he's like, you know what? I want to go back to the woman who was my childhood crush. And that is adorable. Very excited for the baby. I feel like Ed Sheeran is the type of person who's going to have the cutest baby. He's got like a cute face. And I feel like that is going to transpire. What is the word? I actually don't know the correct word. This is a horrible way of describing it. It's going to like transfer really nicely onto a baby. Now that is might possibly be the strangest thing I've ever spoken into existence. Ed Sheeran's face is gonna transpire very nicely onto a baby's face. But this is why we need guests, people, because I come out with things like this that should never be leaving my mouth. Third on this week's trending list, we have Simon Cowell, who I'm sorry, I should not laugh at this. And it's actually not funny at all because he has been left hospitalized with a broken back, not being able to move. And that is a horrible thing. But he bought an electric bike, fell off and broke his back. I think for me, what it is it sounds like a fever dream. Simon Cowell falling off an electric bike and breaking his back. It's It sounds like a skit. It sounds like something that's in my dreams when I have the flu. And you know, when you have the flu, you have really crazy dreams. It's just not something that should ever be in existence. However, if anyone filmed it, I definitely think send that into You've Been Framed. You will be getting your £200 compensation for sending it in, because I need to see a video footage of this. But I, in all seriousness, I hope Simon has a speedy recovery, because I cannot think of anything worse than breaking a back. It's like a spine. I said it's like a spine. Of course it's a spine. But what I meant is like, it's like the solar system to your body. If your back's gone, then sayonara, sweetheart. Good luck to the rest of your body. Because though you're like, I don't even think your legs can move if you break your back. It's all attached, isn't it? I don't know. I did double award science. I wasn't even allowed to do triple. I begged to do triple. I was like, please let me do triple. And my teacher was like, there is not a chance in hell you're allowed to do triple. So don't listen to me when it comes to anything to do with bones and the vertebrates. Finally, at the bottom of this week's trending list is the Beckham family. Well, and specifically, Brooklyn Beckham, his new fiance, and our good sis, Victoria Beckham. There was a whole mishap. Basically, Victoria posted an Insta pic of Brooklyn and his fiance with a beautiful beach background. You know, it looks gorgeous. It looks maybe like they're in the Maldives or something, like a resort. I'm thinking 5-star, all-inclusive. They'll come with pina coladas around the beach at around about 3 p.m. and it's all free because you're just that rich. And then Brooklyn's fiance then posted the same Instagram picture, but with a different background. It was like, just like a resort kind of like thing. I mean, still very luxury, still very rich. And everybody was like, oh, right. Okay, so Vic has just edited this into a beach. 10 out of 10 skills for the imaginativeness. And also 10 out of 10 skills for the editing. Because I don't think anyone realized until the fiance posted the Instagram pic. But I will always love Victoria Beckham. She is so iconic in pop culture history. I just think she can do no wrong. She probably can do wrong, actually, but I don't care. I don't think that we can get at her for editing in the background. You know, everybody wants to spice up their Instagram a little bit. Oh, that was such a good pun. I didn't even mean to do that, because of course she is a Spice Girl. I am hilarious. I will give that to me. I am really funny. Okay, well, that's the end of this week's trending list. Podcast, we finish the show with a poll, and this week's poll is all about the new I'm a Celeb setup. What would you have been more excited to see? Are you excited for the new location in a haunted castle in South Wales, or would you have preferred if it was just set in the Australian jungle like usual? Let us know over on our Instagram at Pop Off Podcast. For me personally, I'm extremely excited to see this in a castle. I think it's going to be different. I think it's going to be interesting. I hope there's some ghost stories. I don't actually know if I believe ghosts are real, but maybe I'm a Celeb can prove me wrong this year. Fun fact, my older brother actually said that he saw a ghost in our family home. I don't know if I believe him. I think he's probably just being a lying, attention-seeking little sh**. But maybe he has been telling the truth and there is ghosts in our family home, because it did actually used to be a hospital. I think I'm telling too much for a public punk. Who cares? Who has tuned in to find out that my family home was a hospital? Okay, I promise next week there will be a guest and we'll be back to normal. But thank you very much for listening to this week's Pop Off Podcast. As always, if you enjoyed the episode, make sure you drop us a little review. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast. You can find us on Global Player, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you find the podcast. And I'll see you next Monday for another weekly roundup. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.